This Happy Place by Wonderlandian Geek. Fandom, Skate the Infinity. Relationships, Langa / Reki. Kojiro / Gauru. Mia and Langa and Reki and Kojiro and Kaoru. Mia and Langa and Hiromi. Background, Tadashi / Oka. The rating for this work is teen and up, and no archive warnings apply. Additional tags include Disney World and Disneyland, Magic Kingdom Park at Walt Disney World, Epcot at Walt Disney World, Hollywood Studios at Walt Disney World, Animal Kingdom at Walt Disney World, Bets and Wagers, Getting Together, Confessions, Reki Loves Langa, Oblivious Reki, Pining Reki, Trans Langa, Parental Kaoru, Parental Kojiro, Skate the Infinity Ensemble as Family, Pining Kaoru, Trans Kojiro, Mia Being a Little Shit. Other additional tags will be added, probably. Summary: the skate fam go on a family trip to Disney World. While there, Reki and Cherry Blossom make a little wager. Author's notes: this is inspired by the fact that I am currently living in Florida temporarily, probably, and have made it my mission to visit the Disney parks as much as possible because I'm secretly actually a huge theme park nerd, laughing my ass off. Also, thanks to the gay server for encouraging me and helping me come up with the ideas for this fic. Heart. Okay, reader's notes. This is Daisy Divergence. We're going to be doing this fic as a relay. Currently, only one chapter is posted, so I'm going to be recording that. And I think I'm going to be joined by Nonplussed and Impure Lily, and potentially more people if they're interested. But we're going to get started with this group for now and add if needed and wanted. Okay, this is going to be so fun. So I'm going to read this chapter. Someone else is going to read the next one after it's posted. And yeah, we're going to post this for the Skate to 1 Million event. And yeah, let's get started. Chapter 1. Day 0. Arrival / Boardwalk. Author's notes: happy birthday, Cherry! LMAO. After almost 2 straight days on a plane, all Reki wants to do is pass the hell out. But for some reason, Joe didn't do the mobile check-in while they were on the bus, meaning they have to wait an hour in the hotel lobby while he and Cherry check in and get their rooms arranged. He and Langa are sitting on one of the benches in the lobby, Reki leaning on Langa's shoulder, while Langa runs his fingers through his hair. Mia beside them, headphones on and focused, fully absorbed in some apparently Disney-inspired visual novel. Shadows next to him, sitting the most still and silent Reki's ever seen him, and reading. And then on the next bench over are Oka and Tadashi, whispering quietly to each other. Langa's fingers hit a knot in Reki's hair and he flinches. Sorry, Langa murmurs, running his hand over the spot again, soothing this time. Reki's about to tell him it's no problem, but at that exact moment, Joe and Cherry finally make their way over to them.
Okay, it looks like we're in the Nemo building,
Joe says, and Reki's too tired to fully understand what that means. He knows Joe explained it to him before. He just doesn't remember at the moment.
We have 2 rooms, Everyone's magic bands should have access to both of them.
Jerry finishes for him. Each room has 3 beds, one of which is separated in its own area. Hiromi, if that's okay with you, we'd like you to stay with the kids while Tadashi and Oka will room with me and Kojiro.
I'm not a kid, Mia snaps, and everyone rolls their eyes.
It's been a long 2 days of travel for all of them, but Mia's taking it the hardest, and it's messing with his temper.
Yes, however, we still would like you to have some supervision and an adult in the room in case you need anything, Cherry says gently.
Mia huffs, but seemingly acquiesces.
I'm cool with it,
Shadow says, tucking his book back in his bag. With that, Joe nods and turns on his heel to start leading everyone to their rooms. Reki's still leaning on Langa, though. He doesn't want to move at all.
Hey, you okay? Langa asks, tapping at Reki's shoulder.
Tired, Reki sighs. He turns his head slightly and attempts to burrow his head into Langa's shoulder. Langa chuckles.
The bed in our room will be more comfortable than my shoulder. Shadow, Mia, and I are going to go to the boardwalk, but you can stay in the room and nap if you want.
Reki groans and peels himself off of his best friend.
No, I'll go.
If you're all going, perhaps I'll tag along.
Reki jumps as he looks up and sees Cherry still standing in front of them. He's looking at them like he knows something. But what he knows, Reki has no idea.
Sure. Langa nods as he stands up, helping Reki up as well.
The more the merrier. Plus, it'll help to have another person who speaks English in the group.
Cherry hums and flutters his fan in front of his chest. He didn't have it in his hand before. When the heck did he get that out?
Of course. Now, come along.
And he pivots to follow the rest of their group, who are almost all the way out of the lobby building by now.
Reki hangs to the back of the group once they make it to the boardwalk, while Longa goes to the front to be the translator. It is unfortunate that of the 4 members of their group who speak English, the only extroverted one decided to stay back at the hotel. But Kojiro had wanted to call the kids' moms to let them know that they got to their destination safely, so Kaoru left him to it. He doesn't know why everyone always calls him the mom of the group when it's so clearly Kojiro. But that's not important right now.
They wander through a few shops, not looking for anything in particular. Mia and Shadow each end up buying a pack of Disney villains themed pins. Kaoru takes his time looking through the art store, but he also knows that he doesn't have much space in his luggage for purchases, so he doesn't end up buying anything. Eventually, they end up in a bakery, where they get a brownie, some cookies, and a slice of cheesecake to share. The combination of the sugar and chill from the cheesecake helps Mia's temper cool down, and he's as energetic as ever, just like Kaoru expected would happen. He drags Shadow off to go look for some more pins, and Longa hurries after them to help translate again, leaving Kaoru alone with Reki, who's still munching on a cookie.
How long ago did you and Longa make it official? Kaoru asks, breaking off a piece of his own cookie and popping it in his mouth.
Reki nearly chokes. Officially, Longa, what? He sputters.
Kaoru raises an eyebrow. Well, the way you were laying all over him in the hotel lobby earlier, I thought... No! Reki shouts, drawing the attention of several passerbys. Apologies. Kaoru calls out in English. My nephew is just excited to be here, and he doesn't speak English. What did you just say? Reki asks, more curious than defensive. Nothing, Kaoru sighs. Now, does that mean you and Longa are not dating? No, we're not. You don't have to yell so loud. Ugh! No, Longa and I are not dating. Reki deflates, picking up the cookie still in his hands. Yeah, I have a crush on him, but I don't want to ruin our friendship in case he doesn't like me back, you know? Kaoru does know. It's the same reason he's never confessed to Kojiro, even though he's been aware of his own feelings for him for over 15 years. But these two. It's so obvious that Longa has feelings for Reki. And not even just when Kaoru caught them in the lobby earlier. He has thought the two were at least aware of each other's feelings since the very first time he met Longa. But it seems not. If you can confess to Longa by the time we're getting on the plane to go back home, I'll cover your part of the bill for the week. It'd be annoying to be in such close quarters with the two of them being oblivious here of all places. Reki perks up. Wait, really? Kaoru nods. Heck yeah. He smiles. It seems his plan worked. Perfect. Then, if you can confess to Joe by then, I'll pay you back within a month. Kaoru blinks. What? Author's notes. Yes, Mia is a twisty. Fight me. Reader's notes. This is such a fun setup. I'm really excited to see what happens next and where they go from here. This is also really nostalgic for me because it's been decades since I went to Disney World. Yes, as many of you keep reminding me in the comments, I'm very old. But yeah, this is really fun, and I'm excited to see what happens next and how our boys kind of navigate the waters here. I love Longa getting the chance to be the interpreter for once, and everyone being able to rely on him. That's really lovely. And I love he gets that chance to do that for everyone. And yeah, of course, Mia and Shadow would be all over the merch. It makes so much sense. And I really feel for Reki here. I am a very bad traveler. I'm always exhausted after we get to the location. And I'm like, I just want to sleep for the first day. Probably a waste, but it's like, I'm always just so tired. So I totally get that. It's just like, let me just take a nap. And yeah, Joe being like, oh, I'm gonna stay behind and call the moms is just really, really cute. I love that. He's definitely the responsible one, right? As much as I feel like Kaoru wears the mask of that, the real one is definitely Kojiro. So, that's a really beautiful, fun detail in there. I love that. And then, of course, Cherry just being like, I'm going to come along to judge you, is great. and also wanting to get the dirt, right? But I do love that being like, oh, you know, I see you repeating my past mistakes. I'm going to give you a little push to to try and get you to confess. I love that. That's really, really sweet and beautiful. Yeah, Shadow has to be the chaperone in the baby's room. I love how, like, Cherry sees Rucky and Longa cuddling up on each other, and he's like, oh, they've started dating. Who can I get to, like, make sure that they don't do anything crazy? Oh, we'll just make Shadow do it. It's fine. The rest of the couples can stay. The adult room can be solidified without them, but we definitely need a chaperone for those two. That's really funny cute. I love that. And Mia being like, I'm not a kid. And it's like, Mia, you're the most kid-shaped here. We all know it. It's fine. You'll grow out of it, as we all do. Like, that's just how it is. And then, yeah, Oda / Takashi. So, Wonder wrote a couple fics with them, and it's definitely turned me in that direction. I'm a believer now. And so I'm really glad that we're going to get some more of that rare, rare pair in this fic as well. They're already starting out cute, so I'm excited about that. It sounds like they're the only happy couple so far in this little mix. So, and everyone else is just aspiring to where they're at, which I think is really funny and fun. And yeah, in general, I'm just excited to see where this goes next. Thank you, Wonderlandian Geek, for having blanket permission to podfic. If you made it this far and you enjoyed this story, please consider going back and leaving kudos and or comments on the original work on AO3. I'm going to pass it on to the next person, but for now, thanks for listening.